Nights with Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Why Brother Bear Has No Tail.
"I declare to gracious, honey," Uncle Remus exclaimed one night as the little boy ran in, "you surely ain't chawed your vittles. It ain't been no time scarcely since de supper bell rung, and ef you go on dis way, you'll des naturally pesh yourself out."
"Oh, I wasn't hungry," said the little boy. "I had something before supper, and I wasn't hungry anyway." The old man looked keenly at the child, and presently he said,
"De ins and de outs of dat kind of talk all come to de same p'int in my mind. You have been a-cuttin' up at de table, and Mars John, he tuck and saunt you away from dar, and whiles he think you're off somewhere a-snifflin' and a-feelin' bad, here you is, a-high-primin' round, dest like you had done no more supper than the king of de Philanderers."
Before the little boy could inquire about the king of Philanderers, he heard his father calling him. He started to go out, but Uncle Remus motioned him back.
"Des set right while you is, honey. Des set right still."
Then Uncle Remus went to the door and answered for the child, and a very queer answer it was, one that could be heard half over the plantation.
"Mars'r John, I wish you and Miss Sally be so good as to let that child alone. He down here crying his eyes out, and he ain't bothering longer than nobody in the round world."
Uncle Remus stood in the door a moment to see what the reply would be, but he heard none. Thereupon he continued in the same loud tone,
"I ain't been used to no sich gwines on an old Miss Time, and I ain't gwine get used to it now, dat I ain't."
Presently, Tildy, the house girl, brought the little boy his supper, and the girl was no sooner out of hearing than the child swapped it with Uncle Remus for a roasted yam, and the enjoyment of both seemed to be complete.
"Uncle Remus," said the little boy after a while, "you know I wasn't crying just now."
"Oh, dat's so, honey," the old man replied. "But 'twouldn't have been long for you would have been, 'cause Mes John bawl out like a man what got a strop in his hand, so what de difference?"
When they had finished eating, Uncle Remus busied himself in cutting and trimming some sole leather for future use. His knife was so keen, and the leather fell away from it so smoothly and easily, that the little boy wanted to trim some himself. But to this Uncle Remus would not listen.
"'Tain't only chillens were got de consay to doin' everything they see other folks do. It's grown folks what ought to know better,"
said the old man.
"Dat's des de way Brer B'ar got his tail broke off, smick-smack-smoove, and down der dis day he be funnies-lookin' creature what had to wobble on top of de dry ground."
Instantly, the little boy forgot all about Uncle Remus's sharp knife.
"Hit seemed like dat in dem days Brer Rabbit and Brer Tarrypin done gone in cahoots fur to outdo de t'other creatures. One time, Brer Rabbit tuck and make a call on Brer Tarrypin, but when he get there, Brer Tarrypin house, he hear talk from Miss Tarrypin dat der old man done gone fur to spend de day wid Mr. Mud Turkle, which the day was blood kin. Brer Rabbit, he put out of Brer Tarrypin, and when he got to Mr. Mud Turkle house, dey all sought up, dey did, and told tales, and den when 12 o'clock come, dey had crawfish for dinner, and dem joy days em right for effer long. Atter dinner, dey went down to Mr. Mud Turkle mill pond, and when dey git dar, Mr. Mud Turkle and Brer Tarrypin, dey mused dey's a fey day wid slidin' from de top of a big slantin' rock down into de water. I speckin' you mought see rocks in de water for now while dey git green and slippy," said Uncle Remus.
The little boy had not only seen them, but had found them to be very dangerous to walk upon, and the old man continued,
"Well, den, dis yer rock was mighty slick and mighty slantin'. Mr. Mud Turkle, he'd crawl ter de top and to un loose and go a-sailin' down into de water kersplash. Old Brer Tarrypin, he'd follow after it and slide down into de water kersplash, and old Brer Rabbit, he sawed off, he did, and praise him up. Whiles dey was a-gwine on dis away, havin' de fun and joined deyself, here come old Brer B'ar. He hear 'em laughin' and a-hollerin', and he hail 'em, "Hey, yo, folks, what's all this? Evan, my eye ain't deceiving me. There's your Brer Rabbit and Brer Terrapin and old Uncle Tommy Mud Turkle," says Brer Bear, says he. "The same," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "And yeah, we is enjoying the day that passes just like they wasn't no hard times." "Well, well, well," says old Brer Bear, says he, a slipping and a sliding and a making a free. "And what the matter with Brer Rabbit that he ain't a jining in?" says he. "Oh, Brer Rabbit, he wink at Brer Terrapin, and Brer Terrapin, he hunch Mr. Mud Turkle, and then Brer Rabbit, he up and low, he did." "My goodness, Brer Bar, you can't speck a man for to slip and slide the whole blessed day, can you? I done had my fun, and now I'm a-settin' out here letting my clothes dry. It's turn and turn about with me and these gents when they's any fun a-gwine on," says he. "Maybe Brer Bar might jine in with us," says Brer Terrapin, says he. Brer Rabbit, he does holler and laugh. "Shoo!" says he. "Brer Bar's foot too big, and he tail too long for to slide down dat rock," says he. This kind of put Brer Bar on he mettle, and he up and spawn he did. "Maybe dey is, and maybe dey ain't, yet I ain't afeard to try." With that, the others tuck and made way for him, and old Brer Bar, he get up on de rock, he did, and squat down on he hunkers, and while he tailed under him, and start down. Now, first he go sort of slow, and he grin like he felt good. Then he go sort of pertin', and he grin like he feel bad. And then he go more pertin', and he grin like he's scared. Then he strack the slick part, and, oh, gentlemen, he swallowed the grin and fetch a howl that might have been yard a mile, and he did hit the water like a chimney a-fallin'. "You can gimme denial," Uncle Remus continued after a little pause, "but this is sure as you are sitting there. When Brer Bar slick up and flew down dat rock, he break off he tail right smick smack smooth. And moanin' dat, when he makin' his disappearance up de big road, Brer Rabbit holler out, 'Brer Bar, oh, Brer Bar, I yet tell dat flaxseed poultices is mighty good for so places.' Yet Brer Bar, he ain't a-lookin' back." The end. Read for Lit to Go on the web by Rick Kistner at fcit.usf.edu.